There are two of the Meragmim that do the right thing, Meshur ben Nun and Kol ben Yefune. It says that Yikrim Moshe Leshe ben Nun Yeshua, Kol Yeshua specifically changed his name that Hashem should save him from Atzat Meragmim. The question is, and he has a few questions. Number one is, why did he not give the same bracha to Kolev? But it was also tzaddik. He should have given him a bracha also, they should be saved from Atzat Meragmim. It also says that Kolev went to Chevron, he went to Kibre Avoyso. To be careful that he shouldn't be convinced from his friend and his friend's other Meragmim, they shouldn't have effect on it. So if there's a chash that the other Meragmim would have effect on them, why didn't Yeshua also go to Chevron? And it gets that the Suha Nogas here. Yeshua, he got a special bracha that he should be saved from the Meragmim, called it the Mat, and Kolev went to his office to be saved, that he shouldn't get attracted to their opinions, whereas Yeshua did not do that. And at the end of the parsha, it also says that Kolev had ruach acheres imoy v'yimal acheroy. He had a different spirit, different approach. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not mention Yeshua over there also, that he was different than everybody else? So Chosem basically says that the two mahalchim had to deal with people that are not behaving properly. One is that you go directly to them and you show them, or you disagree with them, and you're constantly, clearly showing the other side of the coin. Another way is that you don't make a whole big fuss, you get friendly with them, and afterwards, once you're friendly, then eventually you bring out the mashpi on them in such a fashion. It says each way has a minor pitur. If you do it in the first approach, so there's less of a chance that you'll be affected by them, but sometimes it can be less effective also. Second way, in the long run, it could be more effective, but you may not make it to the long run. I know somebody who wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So he says that it's not right for Rosh Yeshiva to have to collect money. If he goes to New York, he can make some money, and then he can be wealthy enough, open up his yeshiva. Well, he did half of his goal. He's still in New York and wealthy. Anyway, so that's a danger.
Did he come back? Did he come back?
What?
Did he come back?
He's still there. Yeah, he's 40 years old. He's not there. If he wants, he could still be a Rosh Hashanah. Big genius. Yeah, but I call upon him. So that's what happened over here. Yeshua was the one who was always straight out. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu's representative over here. Don't dream me a cup. You guys got it all wrong. So he did a special tefillah that should be saved from the Meragmim, because they might want to do away with him because he was had an antagonistic approach to them. Whereas Kolev, he didn't need that special tefillah to be saved from them because no one's going to beat him up because he was their friend. But he had to go to Chevron that he shouldn't be affected by them because the fact that he's doing that mahalas, he can be affected by them. Now, with that also, that special Shabbat that Yeshua got in the end is that you made it through, that you had a Ruach Acheres, you bet them, were externally together with them, but you remained with your goal till the end. Anyway, this is when a person is with Baal HaVeir, you have these two mahalchim, and you should realize the positive minds of each one, and protect yourself and try to be, not should be on them with the other.